Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is a movie that we can honestly say is offbeat. And
It's
called Mother.
This stars Jennifer Lawrence, one of my favorites, but this is not her usual character role. And this script is inscrutable. She has a very peculiar relationship with this house, this old house that she's rehabbing, and the camera angles and sounds are so creepy.
Let's just say that she plays a woman who lives in a rural countryside house with her husband, Javier Bardem, who's a poet, and he's got writer's block, and two visitors stop by, played by Michelle Pfeiffer and Ed Harris, and from there, things go wacky.
Oh, it's disturbing without a doubt. The one thing I felt is that this could be either Gaslight, that old film where Charles Boyer is trying to make his wife think she's going crazy, or it could have been another version of Rosemary's Baby, or then I thought, well, maybe it's a biblical version of 2001, A Space Odyssey. It just was all over the map, and I finally decided this is total nonsense.
I think you probably are onto something there. I will give credit to writer-director Darren Aronofsky that he has created a movie that is never boring. It certainly has a lot going on, but it's too much. It gets to the point where the word overkill is an understatement.
It requires patience to even watch it because it's not pleasant.
It's a bizarre horror allegory that never quite works.
I agree.
Jennifer Lawrence and the cast are terrific, but their work is in service of a very confused script.
That last scene is worthy of a Mel Gibson bloodbath.
Safe to say it's like nothing you've ever seen before. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.